With your Posey County Radio News on this Monday, January 15th, I'm David Hurdle reporting. Posey County 4-H enrollment is open for one final day. The 4-H is open to kids 3rd through 12th grades, and many 4-H is open to kids kindergarten through 2nd grade. The open enrollment does end today, and if you'd like to sign your child up for the program, contact the Posey County 4-H by calling 812-838-1331 or email bender14@purdue.edu. The United Way of Posey County announced that they are at approximately 80% of their goal of $585,000 for the year. The money raised by the United Way of Posey County is distributed to organizations here in Posey County and an important part of our community. If you would like to help the United Way achieve their goal, you can donate on their website, unitedwayposey.org, and click on the Donate tab or call the office at 812-838-3637. If you'd like to attend their next annual meeting, that will be held next Thursday at 5 p.m. at the Black Township Fire and Rescue Training Room at 5775 Industrial Road here in Mount Vernon. Coming up this Saturday, the Posey County EMS will be hosting a car seat safety check and lead testing event at the New Harmony Fire Department at 400 Fairgrounds Road. This event will take place in a pull-through bay at the fire department. They will be checking car seats for safety issues and proper installation at no cost. Also, lead testing will be offered to kids to check on potential lead exposure. Lead testing is recommended by medical professionals at their 1- and 2-year checkups and also performed for kids up to 6 years of age in the case of missing a test at a younger age. If you have questions, you can contact 812-781-0330 for more information. In high school sports, several events took place over the weekend. We'll start with the IHSGW state finals that took place on Friday in Kokomo. Posey County sent several ladies to the wrestling state finals. Those included North Posey's Addie Gamblin, Kenna Kleinschmidt, and Lydia Justice. Mount Vernon wrestlers included Taylor Mason, Maddie McCarty, Cammie Ritchie, and Hannah West. North Posey had two state final placements. That would be Addie Gamblin placing 7th in the 125-pound weight class, and Kenna Kleinschmidt, who won her first match but suffered a concussion and had to default due to injury, to 8th place in the 105 weight class. North Posey's Lydia Justice did qualify for the state finals but suffered a dislocated kneecap at the semi-state and was unable to wrestle. For Mount Vernon, Taylor Mason and Maddie McCarty fell in the first round to wrap up their season. Cammie Ritchie placed 6th in the 235 weight class, and last year's 170-pound state champion Hannah West took 2nd place title in the 190-pound weight class this year. In high school basketball on Friday night, the Mount Vernon Wildcats took down the IHSAA Class 3 No. 8 ranked Southridge Raiders on the road. Final score from Huntingburg was 49-42 in favor of the Mount Vernon Wildcats. Scoring for Mount Vernon was led by Jackson Clowers with 18 points, Nico Burnett with 14, and Brady Schickel with 8. The Wildcats' next game is tonight, taking on Harrisburg at the Carmi White County Invitational, set for a 5:30 tip-off. You can catch that game tonight on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. The North Posey Vikings hosted Tecumseh on Friday night. The Vikings shut the Braves down with a final score of 75-43 to win that game. The Vikings turned around on Saturday and took to the road to take on Forest Park in Ferdinand, and the Vikings outscored the Rangers in all but the third quarter for a final score of 63-54 to improve to 10-2 on the season. The Vikings were led in scoring on Saturday by Colin Shipp and Jackson Graff, both with 19 points, and Kylan Walton with 11 points. The North Posey boys are off until Friday night, when they will take on the South Spencer Rebels at home at 7 o'clock. The Lady Vikings basketball team hosted Pike Central on Saturday. They came away with a 44-21 win over the Chargers and improved to 8-11 on the season, and will take on the Princeton Tigers tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. That game tomorrow can be heard on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com. Turning to college basketball over the weekend, the University of Evansville men's basketball team fell to Missouri State at home 74-64 on Saturday. The Indiana Hoosiers took down Minnesota on Friday night 74-62, and the Purdue Boilermakers took down Penn State on Saturday 95-78. The Indiana-Purdue matchup is coming up tomorrow at 6 o'clock. The Boilermakers will travel to Bloomington for Game 1 of the series. The Hoosiers are 12-5 on the season, 4-2 in Big Ten conference play, and ranked 3rd in the conference. And the Boilermakers are 15-2 on the season, 4-2 in conference play, and ranked 2nd in the Big Ten. You can catch that game tomorrow night on 106.7 WMVI. We're keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anywhere, anytime, online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. If you have any news tips, please email us news@poseycountyradio.com. I'm David Hurdle reporting, and your weather forecast is next.